Good morning, folks. Welcome to Apple Turnover for April 8th, 2023. My name is Brian. I have a cold. I apologize for my nasal voice, but this is what happens. I'm sorry. The long national crisis is over. The Mets won another game. They beat the Miami Marlins in the home opener 9-3. This was a nuts game for a lot of reasons. I actually haven't had to work today, and so I only watched the very end of the game. I got to see the back-to-back home runs by Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, and that was great. But I didn't realize at the time when I was watching that the Mets had walked 12 times. 12 times in the game. They scored 6 runs, I believe, without an extra base hit knocking in any of those runs. There was a run that was walked in. There was a run that was, I guess it was a single by Vogelbach that scored a run. There was a, Starling Marte hit a home run as well. Sorry, he did. But Pete Alonso drove in an RBI with an RBI single. There was a ground out that scored a run. A Tomas Nito sacrifice fly. So yeah, of 6 runs, I believe only one of them was driven in by an extra base hit before the 3 that came in the 8th inning, rather, from Lindor and Alonso. Tyler McGill looking good, not quite looking the way he did at the end of at the beginning of last season, rather, when his velocity was up and he was throwing much harder. His velocity wavered this start, but you know, it looking good. I went back and I watched a bunch of the game as I was eating dinner, and you know, he did not strike out many. I think 3, walked 2, gave up 3 hits. But you know, this is what you need from a guy coming in and plugging a hole until your player can get back on the field. And so until Verlander is healthy, if Tyler McGill can keep doing this, this is an incredibly valuable thing to have. And yeah, great. Good luck, McGill. We're all rooting for you, Big Drip. As I mentioned, the Marlins pitching staff walked 12 people. That was a bit insane. The only blemish against the Mets today was Dennis Santana gave up 3 runs in his half inning of work, or rather his 2/3 of an inning of work, when Garrett Cooper hit a 3-run home run. Garrett Cooper hurting the Mets a little bit early in this season, but you know, we're not going to see the Marlins again until I think September, so who cares? Danny Reyes looked right, Brooks Raley looked right. You know, it was a solid game by the Mets, and it's always nice to win the home opener for obvious reasons. Even if the home opener is just another game, it doesn't really matter more than any other game. You know, it's good. I also think it's very important that the Mets won this game, not because our friend Dave C., who wrote the recap, had started off with a great sentence and said there's no such thing as a must-win game on April 7th, and he's right. But the Mets just looked so anemic for most of the series in Milwaukee. I felt like they needed to make a statement here. And the Marlins are a bad team, and you got to beat up on the bad teams when you can. It's just the way it is. But yeah, the home opener was delayed a day. It wound up being fine weather-wise yesterday. Today was cold, but it was clear, and so the Mets got back on the winning side, and that's a good thing. It was also the first game with the horrendous new patches that are the size of a pizza box on the sleeve. But, you know, supposedly Steve Cohen's already going to change it because he doesn't like that it's Phillies colors, which is something I have to credit my co-host of Today or Love Tomorrow, the World Series, Chris McShane, was saying. Chris said that before that news broke at all. So, yeah, good for Chris for being able to anticipate the Steve Cohen of it all in this game. But yeah, the Mets get the second start from Kodai Senga tomorrow in Queens, a 4:00 start, a time inconvenient for just about everyone, I think. I am long down on the 4:00 start, but you know, that's just my issue, I suppose. Trevor Rogers will go for the Marlins, which means there's a chance that we get to see Francisco Alvarez DH tomorrow against the lefty. That's what I would do if I were Buck Showalter. I'm not Buck Showalter, though, so we'll see if he actually goes and plays. Also, if you want to get some ridiculous takes on baseball, follow Andy Martino on Twitter. He was on SNY before, and he was tweeting it out that the best way the Mets can handle the injury to Narvaez is to let Tomas Nito play more. And I like Tomas Nito a lot. He's a very viable player. Seems like a good dude. That's not what's going to happen here. That is not a smart thing at all. Please let Francisco Alvarez start. All right, folks, that does it for today. Thank you for listening. Go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. Follow me on Twitter @BrianIntonApp. And we'll talk to you soon. until next time, let's go Mets.